Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ditch Decade Diets podcast. I am your host, Lorna Perozzo, certified food freedom coach and founder of the Ditch Decade Diets Academy. I've spent 10 years in an unhealthy relationship with food, binge eating, over-exercising, and feeling insecure in my body. This podcast is all about helping you get to the root of your food struggles and teaching you how to rewire your brain so you can end binge eating. If you're ready to improve your relationship with food and cultivate more self-love towards yourself and your health, this is the podcast for you. So let's get to it and jump right in. If tracking calories and macros worked, you still would not be binging. You wouldn't be thinking about food all day long or feeling guilty every single time that you ate a cookie. And what I mean by worked, I meant to actually reach your health and fitness goals and maintain it long term, to actually have a healthy relationship with food and to stop your binge eating. And I want to be so straight up with you because, number one, I care about helping you feel extremely free with food, and I know I can help you get there. Number two, I know you want nothing more than to just eat normally. And once again, I can help you get there. And number three, you know you need to take the step to heal your relationship with food because you know you spent years dieting and it hasn't worked. You've tracked your food for years. So of course, obviously, it's going to feel scary to give up your food rules, to stop tracking, to eat intuitively. I remember when I was at my breaking point, so to speak, and I knew that tracking my food was not for me. And I didn't want to believe that it wasn't for me because I didn't want to believe that it was for me because I wanted to do it. It was frustrating that I couldn't stick to my macros. Like there would be so many times, like I kid you not, like almost every other day, I would be going over my macros. And it was kind of like a hard thing to come to terms with of like, you can't stick to it. And that's hard because it feels like, what's wrong with me? But I actually realized that there wasn't anything wrong with me. And I just had an unhealthy relationship with food. So when I see people tracking their macros and being like, oh, it's so easy to, you know, stick to my macros. It's so easy to, you know, stick to my protein and not go over my carbs. Like, they weren't struggling with their relationship with food. Tracking your food, you know, probably has messed up your relationship with food. For me, dieting completely messed up my relationship with food. And that's what caused me to start thinking about food so much more and actually binging. And it's probably the same for you as well, too. And I knew deep down that intuitive eating was the most sustainable way to eat. And you know that, like, you know that tracking your food is not sustainable. You know that tracking your food makes you more obsessed with food. You know that tracking your food causes you to binge more. You know that tracking your food causes you to get into the all or nothing mentality. You know that. And you know that you need to eat intuitively, but you're just scared. And you're scared because you have health and fitness goals. And you're scared or you believe that you can't reach your health and fitness goals unless you're dieting. You can't reach your health and fitness goals unless you're tracking your food. You can't reach your health and fitness goals if you're an intuitive eater. And that's not true. That was my biggest fear. I'm like, but I care about my health and I don't want to be eating like donuts all day. And by the way, that's not even intuitive eating. There's just so many things I can say on this, but you can have health and fitness goals and you're going to actually reach them far faster when you're not binging. Like right now, you know that you're sabotaging your fitness goals because you're binging every week. You're going to the gym. The gym is the easiest part. You can go to the gym. You love working out. That's easy for you. But the reason you're not seeing results is because you're binging. And it's not your fault. Like, it's not your fault, but at the same time, like you can't continue to diet if you want to stop your binge eating. You can't continue to diet if you want to feel amazing in your own skin. You can't continue to diet if you want to stop thinking about food all day long. Mm-hmm. Tracking your food and dieting is causing you to think about food so much more. You know you need to heal your relationship with food and there's just fear, and that's normal, right? If you've never not been on a diet, it feels like you're doing something wrong when you're eating intuitively. It's like, oh, I'm just being lazy, or like, oh, I'm just like not being the motivated person that my friends know me as. And that's not true. That was a fear of mine of like, all my friends know me as like this fitness person, and I'm so motivated and I'm so disciplined. So if I all of a sudden eat intuitively, like not only am I gonna feel like I'm like giving up on myself, but like what are other people gonna think about me? And that's people pleasing. Why are you so worried about what other people think? You know you're ready for freedom. So what you used to do in the past when you wanted to just lose weight or try to fix your body, AKA track your food, that's not going to be the same thing that you need to do in order to heal your relationship with food. And change is scary, right? Like I kept telling myself, but I've tracked for so long. Like I can't just not track, but I've dieted for so long. I can't just not diet. But if you want a different result, you want to eat normally, you want to stop your binge eating, you can't do the things that you've always done, right? Some of you guys are like, yeah, but I've tracked my food for like 11 years. And I'm like, well, that's just proof that it's not working if you're still binging. You've got to do something different. But it feels scary because it's like, I've done it for 10 years. So it feels scary to change. But what's even scarier is doing the same thing for the rest of your life and not getting any results. That's scarier. As somebody who's tracked their food, like I track my food for literally years. And I've been eating intuitively for like 6 years now. You guys, not only are you going to be healthier and happier, but you can actually reach a healthy weight that you can maintain long term because you're no longer binging. You can have health and fitness goals. And like I said, you will get there so much faster when you stop obsessing over everything that you eat. You will get there so much faster when you stop depriving yourself of your favorite foods because that's going to lead you into the all or nothing mentality and just spiral into a binge. So you are safe to stop tracking. You are safe to stop dieting. You are safe to let your food rules go. You are not lazy. You are not giving up on your health and fitness goals, and you're not going to spiral out of control if you have a step-by-step process. And I teach this, especially the intuitive eating. I teach this inside of my program, Eat Normally, and you can still join us. When you're taking things step by step, you won't spiral out of control. When you learn the actual process to eat intuitively, because it's not just eat whatever you want. Some of you guys are like, intuitive eating doesn't work. And I'm like, okay, well, like, tell me about like what you're doing. And you're like, well, like, I just want sweets all the time. That's not intuitive eating. Eating sweets all the time is not intuitive eating. Like, there's a process to it, right? There is a process to it. You know that you've needed to take this step to heal your relationship with food for years, and now you're ready. Your life is happening now. And in this moment, you can literally decide right now that you no longer want to fear food. You no longer want to feel anxious around it. You no longer want to feel controlled by it. When you take the step to heal your relationship with food, you can be that person who can effortlessly eat intuitively. Eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full. Go on spontaneous dinner dates with your partner. Bake with your family without binging. Be home alone without any desire to binge. Travel the world. I say this, I feel like, in every single one of my podcast episodes now, but I just went to Japan and like I can travel and eat all the delicious food without tracking my food, without stressing over the calories. That was never, ever, ever possible when I was struggling with binge eating. Because I would either be meticulously tracking my food, bringing my own food to the freaking restaurant, not eating, and then binging when I got home. Like it was a disaster. But I was willing to do things differently. I was willing to heal my relationship with food. Is it scary when you've dieted for so long? Absolutely. But again, what's even scarier is continuing to stay stuck in the diet binge cycle until you're 80 years old. Like that's scary. Being the same person and not seeing the results that you want. We have one life. And again, it feels scary at the beginning, but the fear is going to turn into excitement. I used to be terrified to not diet anymore because that was my identity. I was a dieter. I was a personal trainer. I was a health coach. Everyone knew me as the healthy one in the friend group. How can I just eat intuitively? Like, are people going to see me as a bum? Are people going to be like, oh my gosh, she let herself go? But now I'm in the healthiest body. I'm the happiest I've ever been. I have the best relationship with food ever. I feel so free with food. I feel so happy. I've never been as this happy in my life. I have the best relationship with my husband. I have the best job in the world, helping other women from across the world conquer binge eating. Like, my life is freaking amazing. But imagine if I was like, oh, I'm too scared to stop dieting, so I'm just not gonna stop dieting. I wouldn't be here. I would still be binging. I'd still be fearing food. I would still be out of control with food. I would be terrified to go on vacation. I'd feel insecure in my body. I'd feel bloated every day. I'd wake up with regret. Oh, I binged again. That doesn't happen when you lean into the fear and you take the step to heal your relationship with food. It's scary. I get it. But the fear doesn't last for the rest of your life. If you stay stuck in the diet binge cycle, you're going to have more fear way longer because it's like, oh my God, I'm still in this cycle. You're going to be disappointed. Versus you lean into the fear, and yes, it feels scary, but then you get to live the rest of your life feeling free. When you stay stuck in the diet binge cycle, you're disappointed for the whole rest of your life because nothing has changed. And that's not you. You're an action taker, you're a badass, and you know it's time. You know it's time to heal your relationship with food. You know you've been wanting to do this for so long. So it's time to take that step and heal and transform your relationship with food. So food is no longer the first and last thing on your mind. So you're not obsessing over calories all day and you don't feel out of control with food.